produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Positivity. And guess what? You have just landed in love. And we like for you to remember, no matter where you are, I am here in Richmond, Virginia. No matter where you are, you have landed in love. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. I'll repeat that again. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. There's love above you. There's love below you. And, beloved, there's love all around you. And most of all, there's love in your heart. There's love in your Christed heart. Now, let's take a breath in and breathe in that love. Breathe in the awesomeness of who you are as a participant on this earthly plane at this time. You have all that you need when you remember that you're made in love. And breathe in. And breathe in the love of the BG. I am Imaji Jubilee. I'm an inspirational speaker. I'm a poet, and I'm a creative consultant. And I am just delighted and thrilled to be with you as your host of Love, Light, and Positivity. And one thing that I know for sure is this, that it's wonderful to wake up in the morning and I have something to shout about today. And I love that song by the Mississippi Mass Choir of "When I Rose This Morning, I Didn't Have No Doubt." And I have to tell y'all, my mama used to sing that song every single day. "When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt." So I don't have no doubt today because I know who made me. The mighty Creator made me, and there is nothing, there is no thing, person, place that can wake me up besides God. So we each get that gift every day, and knowing that we were created by love, you and I, we each are unique and beautiful and amazing and bold and bodacious creations of the divine. And the divine dwells all in us. It moves us. It guides us. It holds us. It loves us. So we accept the love from the divine, the big G. And one of the things that I know for sure as well, we can choose to dwell. And I choose today to dwell in peace, love, and joy, and bliss. And my soul, I am intoxicated, y'all. Y'all hear about being intoxicated off of those things, you know, that you drink, those things that I'm not going to call their name. Well, I'm intoxicated with love. That's what is my choice of being intoxicated with love. And I'm just leaning on the everlasting arms, and I'm filled with bliss and harmony. As I said before, we are amazing. Now let's take a breath together. And as we breathe in those long, deep, cleansing, centering breaths together. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Go, ah, what a relief it is. Just relax down into that. Let's do it again. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you know what? God takes pleasure in giving you a breath. You are the recipient of a breath. You are the recipient of a breath that is specially made for you and who you are and where you are. So it's a pleasure for God to give that to you. And as you breathe, remember that breath is life. And as I always say, life is meant to be lived in full expression. I'll say that again. Life is, L-I-F-E stands for life is meant to be lived in fullest expression. You, my friend, are the vessel. You, my friend, are the vehicle. You are how the big G gets here on this earth. So love that. Love that. And love all humanity. And no matter what your race, color, or creed, or wherever you may be on this globe, just remember that you are made in love. Let's take another breath. And as I transition in, I would like to thank Kayla Paget, CEO of Finding My Way Radio. She is the one, along with Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network, which gave me the opportunity to be on this platform. And it's nothing that I take for granted because I feel like this is what my purpose is. My purpose is to spread love, light, and positivity. And this is how I do it, by bringing you inspirational people and allowing you to take what you like and leave the rest on what's going to be said on this program today. But my intentionality is that you would just absorb the love and spread it. Well, in our last episode, we discussed what it means to have soul. Spiritual oneness used for living. We gave you tools to help and assist you in changing the trajectory of your life. We talked about using prayer and meditation. And what does it mean to have soul? We gave you, talked about contemplation and a way to express your innate divinity, to get in touch with that. Well, today is part two of our conversation of that show of love, light, and positivity. And we're going to do some more exploration today. And we're going to talk about whatever arises in your life to love it. Did you hear what I said, beloved? Whatever arises in your life, love it. As Matt Kahn says, we need to start a love revolution. And a love revolution begins with you and it begins with me. That's where it is. And one of the examples that I grew up with was my mother, Marie Harris Brown. She was my role model. She was my role model as to how to bring love into the world with her actions and with her thoughts and all of her behaviors. She loved her family, and she loved the community in which we live. And we lived in a small rural town in Charlotte County, Virginia, called Sax. I mean, out in the boonies, about an hour and a half west of Richmond. It's out there, but it's beautiful country. And we lived on a farm. And if someone got sick in the community in which we live, my mother was right there. She showed them love. She would go to their house. She would get their clothes. She would wash the clothes. She would clean the house. And then she'd even come home and cook a meal and take it back. Now, that is what I call love, love for her neighbors. And sometimes what would happen, she would invite people into the house, and she'd serve them her chocolate cake, and she loved Pepsi Cola or Mountain Dew. She would invite people to come in, no matter who knocked at her door. The Jehovah's Witnesses always were going through the neighborhood. My mother was the only one in the neighborhood that allowed or that told them to come in and sit down and serve them cake, water, as I said before, Pepsi Cola or Mountain Dew. She did that. And the other thing that as I think about how I grew up, my mother was on the missionary board of the Piney Grove Baptist Church, and one of the projects that she took on her own to serve the community better was to work and do things for the seniors at Christmas. Nobody else was doing it. But my mother, God laid it on her heart to do something. So she would go around and collect funds from different people, or she'd have activities at the church. She'd raise the funds for them, and she would make Christmas bags and deliver it on Christmas Eve to now, listen to what I'm saying, she would deliver it to them. So she was my model for love, and she got so much joy out of doing that. So she loved the people, and she loved whatever came up, and she helped them. And she honored them, and she didn't have time for, woe is me, honey, or I'm not going to look out for you. She did it all in love, whatever would come up, whatever would come up. So with all of that being said, we want to bring back for a continuation of our conversation Dr. Kiki Michelle from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, you all, I know, have heard of her. She has this amazing voice, and she sung with Bobby Jones. She sung with Lenny Williams and Jeffrey Osborne. And one time she can correct me if I'm wrong. She also sang the national anthem and got a standing ovation for doing that. And she sung at a multitude of other events as well as the recipient of a lot of different awards. So welcome to our show, Dr. Kiki Michelle. Welcome, Kiki.
Thank you so much, you might as you believe, for such a warm welcome.
Yeah, thank you for agreeing to come back, because we had so much going on there that we needed to talk about some more. We need to talk about this. So before, in our last conversation, what I failed to do was ask you to give your information as to how people can get in contact with you. Would you be so kind to give them now at the top of the show, because you and I get to talking, girl, and we just go on about our business and forget all about that, okay?
You're so kind, Ms. Yamaji, no problem. I can be reached at iamkikimichelle.com. That's iamkikimichelle.com. There's tabs for professional services. There's information about our nonprofit, Karki Global, and there's a tab for music. So please look us up. I also have Instagram, a Facebook, and a Twitter account with the same handle as I Am Kiki Michelle.
Wonderful. See, now that we got that out of the way, girlfriend, we can just keep on going and talk about whatever arises. Love that. So when you hear that, we gave them tools. How do you implement loving whatever comes up in your life on a day-to-day basis? And I want to break it down even a little bit further. How you do that on a moment-by-moment basis? Because to me, life is full of moments, which makes the hours, which makes the minutes, which makes the hours, then it makes the days. So how do you practice loving whatever arises?
Excellent question. I truly believe that if we're walking in love and light and we're being positive, then as we're moving through our day and our moment to moment, there will be opportunities that don't represent love, light, and positivity. So we have to make a concerted effort and a decision. We're making a choice as to how we're going to respond. I always tell people that I speak with, before you respond, don't just be a trigger responder. Before you respond, take a moment, inhale, hold that air, that oxygen, let it get to different parts of your brain, exhale, then respond. Because once words go forth or once we respond in a way or our action goes forth, we cannot take that back. I can apologize and say, oh, that wasn't what that was, but the deed is done. So it's up to that person to forgive you and move on, but you still cannot take it back. So rather than having these occasions of, oh, I'm so sorry, oops, I didn't mean that, oh, well, girl, you know I'm going through, then let's take a moment and understand how powerful we have the power to be. Love is something that has to emanate from the inside. So I can choose to show love all day, all night, 24/7, over and over, 365 days of the year, or I could choose to not. And it's better if we're showing love because really and truly, we don't know what other people are going through. While we all have our own little battles and life to get through, it's better when we get through it and we're showing love, we're acting out of love, we're letting our actions and our words line up. And one thing that helps me to deal with anything that comes up that may not be in that same vein of love, light, and positivity, then I'm always saying, well, Lord, I am your child. You preordained this moment and this day. You knew it was coming. So this hasn't caught you by surprise. So, Father God, tell me how to deal with this. Show me what to do. And see, then that takes me, flesh. The Bible says there's no good thing found in the flesh. That takes me out of the picture. So sometimes it's not for you to respond. People feel like, oh, well, when they said this, I went on ahead and said that. Well, that's not a position of power all the time. Sometimes the most powerful thing we can do. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? But, you know, we produce conflict when we do it. That's where conflict arises. When you go back forth with someone and you want to become egotistical and you become, okay, I'm not going to let that one have more power over me than that. I'm going to have the last word. That's what starts conflict and takes the love out.
Yes, yes. But, you know, people are so beaten by life, so to speak. Like, you imagine, I know your spirit is beautiful, it's pure, it's of God. And it's important for us to understand and not be naive that everyone's not like that. So when you encounter people who have that opposing energy, then it's important for us to understand, you know, regardless of, as to what I'm going through, I'm not going to lose control and then step out of my love, step out of the will of God, step out of my peace. So at a point, there may be times you don't have to respond. You know, you're in a position of power to love yourself enough to think, you know what, this isn't even worthy of a response. So,
That's a great point. And one of the things that, you know, you're talking about, you know, intentionality, one of the practices that I have is I bless my head every day. I bless my thoughts.
Yes.
I learned it from Ayana Van Zink. Taught that when the book, Tapping the Power Within. She said, you know, she has taught me to bless my thoughts. When I'm in my shower, I bless my head and I bless my thoughts. And then I say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart today You know, I use that piece of scripture every day when I get into doing something. And I thank you for bringing it also attention to the breath, because the breath is the key to pulling our chain, pulling our coattail, so to speak, right? because when you don't control your breath, you go into anger, anxiety, and stress, and all of that. And the breath is the key, just like you said, you know, you pause and you take a breath and you keep on moving. Now, piggybacking off of that, if God said, okay, Kiki, I'm going to give you a wish, you can change anything you want in the world, what would you change, Kiki, and how would you do it?
If I had one wish, I would want there to be more love in the world. I would eradicate evil. I would eradicate negativity and false experiences appearing real. And that will open up the gate for people to have compassion, to be more forward thinking of how they can make the world a better place. That gate of love will make sure that everyone has something to eat. Everyone has a reasonable portion of everything that they would need to continue on their journey. And how I would do it is I would ask that everyone commit to 5 acts a week. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, something that you're doing a whole month at a time. Let's chop it up into weeks. 5 random acts a week that you keep track of, where you've done something positive towards someone else. Because most people can love and do all the right things for themselves. But really, love isn't love until you've given it away.
And
so,
okay, amen. You got it, girl. you and I are on the same page with that. And the other part of all that, though, is that if you don't love yourself, you come from an empty place. You know, you can't give what you don't have. And, you know, that's what we're talking about, being in that space where you don't have. You have nothing to give. It's a dry well, honey. It's a dry well.
Yes.
There's nothing. There's and I get to going on about that. Let me just pull back for a minute, because you are my guest, and I get to going on. Let me respect that, okay?
I love it.
I appreciate your responses. So, would you give our audience a taste of that beautiful, lovely voice that you have?
Sure. As we're talking about love today, I just want to share. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
I love it. See, I couldn't help. I had to join in there, okay?
Awesome.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. So with all of the...
Thank you.
Our time just go by so quickly here, Kiki.
I tell you.
What pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience? We're at that point again.
Oh, wow. I would say... do what you can from a position of love. We're not responsible for how it's received. We're not responsible if we never receive that same love back. Do what you can. And I think if we all operated from a position of real love that our divine creator has given us, then our world would be a better place, one person, one act, one deed at a time.
Wonderful. What a nice note to close part 2 of our discussion with the dynamic, amazing, magnificent, beautiful, bodacious Kiki Michelle. We thank you, Kiki, for being a part of this, and we look forward to doing other things with you in the future.
Thank you. Likewise, Imanta.
Yeah, it has been a pleasure to have you. And listening audience, today on this show was a continuation of part two of having talked about what soul is, spiritual oneness used for living. And out of that came another nugget, another gem, whatever love or whatever arises, love that and start a love resolution. Revolution. I get my words all mixed up here. So let's say that again. Whatever arises, love it to start a love revolution. Okay. And like Dr. Kiki Michelle said, do, I think you said five acts of kindness or some way to show other people.
Yes.
Five acts to go out and do it a week. And you don't have to start real big with it. Just go out and do it. And as I always say at the end of our show, you're going to go out. The name of the show is Love, Light, and Positivity. And you're going to go out in the world with what we've shared, and you're going to be that bold vessel, that instrument of love. And you're going to be the light reflecting love and not the lampshade. So join us next time. You never know what we're going to have, but we're going to have some amazing guests today for the continuation to show you how to be love, light, and positivity. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.